Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
All right, Jerry, it is great to be back with this week's precious metals market update. This has been a great week, and we kind of forecasted that last week that things were getting more certain about no defaults in Europe. And certainly this week has been an incredible week to show them moving forward and seeing the dollar actually go down against the euro. And people are excited that, you know, their economy is not going to default right now. With the quantitative easing, it just looks a lot better on the short term. Certainly now a lot of the attention is going to focus back over here as we deal with another debt limit raising the ceiling. It's hard to believe on August 4th, we raised the debt ceiling $1,200,000,000, and we've already run out of money in less than 6 months, and here Congress and Senate is faced with the same problem. But for us as metal investors, it's been an absolutely incredible week. And now we, you know, we're up 7% for the year, for year 2012, and we're seeing shortages in Europe. It was reported last week, I sent the newsletter out, that Matterhorn Investment Management of Zurich reported the shortage of physical gold. And my sources that I deal with in Europe for nearly three decades saying they have never seen physical gold tighter. Now, in the U.S., it's a little bit different because new coins are coming out in the form of Canadian maple leaves and eagles, and these two countries have held back gold, put 2012 coins out for collectors where they can get an extra premium. So technically, we don't have a shortage here yet, but it's rolling this way. We know about a shortage in silver that we'll talk about in a second. So anyway, just know that we think gold's going to break above 1668. I really think that 1600 is the absolute floor now, and I don't think it's going to go back down there. And John Embry said this week he thinks it's going to triple the next 3 to 5 years, and I would have to agree with him looking at the debt situation. So gold is an all-out buy signal as far as we're concerned, and really as far as the major money in the world is concerned. Silver has finally broken its neutral pattern that's been going on most of 2012 and is now, we think, set to test the $33 level. On Friday, it went up $1.25, and we're now looking at the high 31s, and we think we'll see 33 and then on to 36 or 37 before there's any resistance. And that is very, very exciting for the silver investors that have been patient and waiting to see if it was going to dip back one more time to 26.50 or 25.50. But when you look at the charts now, it's all of it have changed. Just having the price level for a couple of weeks, it brought it back in, the moving averages, back into a bull status. So silver, you need to be buying. The shortage will be later this year severe. I'm hearing it from every single source that I have. And if John Embry is right, it's Sprott Management in Toronto, and the he didn't quote who it was, but if a foreign entity takes delivery on silver later this year or the middle of this year, I think you'll see silver double this year. I'm very comfortable talking about it going up to 45 from 30, and there would be certain things that could send it to 60 during this calendar year. But the main thing was to get it back into a profit mode and a buy mode, both from a technical standpoint as well as the fundamentals that we cover all the time. It's why people are buying silver. So you really need to be buying silver and buying it because you are going to have a tremendous year that I think will rival 2009 and 10 when silver went up 49% 1 year and 83% the next year. So we like that. And palladium has done the same as silver, except it's actually gone up more. It's moved off of that 600 and now it's come up 10% this year after the unexpected drop during the talks of the collapse in the euro and the potential world depression, because it is so tied to industrial demand and cars and just the world economy growing and demand for cars in China picking up. But I'm still selling a lot of plating and think it's a tremendous buy, even at this level. When I gave the buy signal in August, at 714, and now we've got it back to the 670s. I think it'll be back above the 714 level probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So all three of those metals are in an outright buy right now. And platinum, while I'm confident it's not going to go down much, we still have the chart that we want to just be a little more sure, because it too will have a lot of potential once we get the buy signal. And platinum is still sitting near about $200 below gold after being above gold for over 10 years. So, but it got hurt the worst during the talk of what was going on in Europe, the car usage and all the other usages that platinum have. So all in all, we've had a great week. We've so far had a great year. Things are starting to show us which direction things are going, and as we thought might be the case, quantitative easing, printing money, not letting the world economy go into debt, and raising the debt ceiling, and not letting the economy, especially the U.S., go into a recession in the election year, are all very positive for investors in precious metals. With this week's Precious Metals Market Update, this is Tom Cloud signing off.
All right, well, Tom Cloud is a precious metals advisor. He's been in the business for over 35 years, helping people just like you all around the country. Over 10,000 happy customers all over the country buying gold, silver, palladium, soon platinum from what I hear, and also diamonds. He sells colored diamonds, which is really a big deal over in Asia right now. China's going crazy about colored diamonds. So if you have interest in any of that, or if you have some that you're wanting to find out about the value on or whatever it might be, let Tom answer your questions. 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. When you call him, be sure to tell him that you heard about him from Follow the Money Daily, and he will throw in free shipping and insurance on your entire order if you happen to buy anything.